We're coming off a busy weather day yesterday, a day that was the hottest of the year in many locations. Albany reached 91 degrees for the high temperature yesterday, making it not only the hottest day of the year, but also the first time that Albany has hit the 90-degree mark in 2015. Burlington fell just a little bit short, reaching a high temperature of 89 degrees. It's actually hit 89 in Burlington a couple of times so far this year, but we have failed to reach 90, at least up to this point. And of course, following the heat and all of that humidity, we had some damaging thunderstorms roll through yesterday afternoon. There were numerous reports of wind damage, even the report of a funnel cloud, and there were also some areas of large hail and flash flooding as those storms rolled through. Out there today, things have settled down, and they've even turned less humid, especially in areas from the capital region on north and west. We are still holding on to some humidity, especially in areas well to the east, and also areas to the south of the capital region. That's as a cold front is very slowly sinking its way to the south and southeast. And with that front still lingering in our southern areas, there is the chance of a shower or thunderstorm south of Albany through the rest of the day into tonight. Elsewhere, we're looking for quiet weather with partly cloudy skies overnight. There will be some areas of fog that form, and temperatures will be generally pretty comfortable, running in the upper 50s to lower 60s. It'll be a little bit warmer and muggier in our southern areas. Moving into the day tomorrow, another front will cross the region that is likely to trigger some more showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day on Tuesday. We'll also have a fairly warm day with high temperatures running well into the 80s. A few spots could touch 90 tomorrow afternoon. Then by Wednesday and Thursday, the air mass will cool down and turn less humid again. There might be a passing shower or storm in the northern mountains both Wednesday and Thursday. Otherwise, we're expecting generally quiet and comfortable weather for the middle part of the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a late shower or storm, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm across the north, high in the 70s to lower 80s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm across the north, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.